KR4 ETW Mobile, monitor.
SWJ Mobile. How you doing, son? It's Scott.
How about you? And what's your, I'm doing good. Out checking the route.
Pull out to the rear. So far things look pretty good today.
For yesterday and started in the morning. It's still pretty high stuff up my way, but it's, right now it's looking pretty good.
Empty spots here and there, but for the most part, things are dry and clear.
I haven't got the same thing up at the shady spot, still ice, but we left up here at Campbell and went to Greenville yesterday for some work, and Greenville seemed to got about 3 or 4 inches less snow than I had.
News that it was going to be like pockets of stuff, so I don't doubt that one bit.
It was all powder until you got on the road. I mean, out in the yard and all, we got about 7-8 inches over here. It was a good powder snow, so didn't create no major problem.
You shovel it. I was able to blow it with a blower off the driveway.
My age, if it needs shoveling and blowing off, it'll just be there. The shoveling snow I saw last 2 or 3 days was on TV.
Fun part, the shovel. Scraping that stuff off the concrete.
Yeah, kind of need one of them roofing shovels or just a spade, flat blade shovel to get that up.
Sequence just don't cut it. You gotta have a metal edge, that's for sure.
KR4 ETW, you say you went up to Caesar Head about what?
My parents during all the snow and storms, because my dad was passing away, and out there, up there at Table Rock, they got a good bit of snow, probably about 6 inches or so, and lost power during the ice storm. Didn't lose power, had lost power for 3-4 days during the ice storm, and kept the power during the snowstorm, though.
Anything bad, but I understand your dad's had some issues.
Hey, Saturday.
After that, well, yeah, y'all be in our prayers. I hate that you're losing. It's tough.
Appreciate it.
You up there high, but that radio's awful strong, man. It sounds good.
Hill Road right now, out towards almost 25.
Prior to that, I'm fixing to come into Campobello, full town.
For the EW, morning Scott, morning Chuck.
WJ, morning Ben.
Morning, Ben. Chuck, back at you.
Y'all talking. I'm taking a break from work. Scott, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. That's extra rough. But it's Saturday, so at least he had a pretty landscape to look at.
Last joke on us to make us cold, because he was always cold. Everywhere he went, 80 degrees, he'd be cold. So he played it on us to make us cold when he went out.
So it was his last joke on you.
There's something in their nature back then. I lost mine in November, and it was cold then. In November 96, but it was cold. Is the meeting still on for tonight?
Negative. The meeting is next Monday. We were not sure about the conditions of the roads today, so we went ahead and moved it. We did put it on the internet, but I need to, or the net control manager, or we need to get the net, well, I guess it's too late. It's Monday already. I was going to say, we need the net control people to have been making the announcements this week, but we don't have a net control manager to have told them to be making the announcements. So, might get a little hectic tonight.
Yeah, boy, I hadn't been on the net two or three nights, so I hadn't heard it. But that's all right. Our group is about communication and safety.
Adapting to it.
And the car washers are going to make some mints.
For sure, all the salt and mud.
It's almost white.
Girls this weekend, my daughters, and my little one, I gave her one of those window squeegees, and she kept the snow off of my whole car the whole time. She'd go out about once an hour and scrape the snow off the car, and I didn't go anywhere, but we had a car that was snow-free for the most part.
Quiet Durango. I had to wait till it thawed a little bit so I could find it.
My winter trick is to put a towel on the windshield the night before it's going to snow so that you can put the wipers up, put the towel on the windshield, and then once it finishes snowing, you just pull the towel off the windshield and you got a clean front windshield ready to go if you've got to drive.
Big blue tarp on top of mine. It done pretty good till the board fell off the top and blew the tarp up, so I had to have one to cover.
VEW? Yeah, tarp is actually maybe even a better idea.
They cover up the whole hood, so, I put some 4 foot, 2 foot 4 up around it, and that usually kept it down, but it top of the wind blew pretty good, and it slid the top one off. But it was fine. It was a good fluffy snow. Hit it with a broom a time or two, and it's gone.
There you go. I had helpers, but you had brains.
Helpers. You need to bring them over my house. I got some more to do.
I'm back to work in a few minutes before lunchtime here, so I'm going to drop KO4ZEW. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Man, I'm going to get on the side, too. I catch both of y'all as the conversation goes. KR4ETW, Chuck, and I'm there.
Man, don't work too hard, and Chuck, God save, man. N2SWJ, clear and monitoring.